the sink is one of these the few places in any home where it's automatically an altar. You automatically are centering yourself on the spigot. The spigot is automatically then centered, or should be, on a mirror. That centers your body. You're right there. And you don't want to have to go someplace else to get your toothbrush, go someplace to get your razor. So that is the center point of everything really to do with your face. And because of that, people should really be thinking about several things. First of all, here in the Barn of Fun, we don't actually, because it's a barn, we really don't have any fancy schmancy built-in stuff. We have a wall sink, but we have a storage cabinet right next to the sink with a lot of capacity to store a lot of different things. Right next to this, to those two items, the sink and the storage cabinet, we've got a shelf. Because what most people forget is that if you have make any horizontal surface in a house, it will tend to grab stuff, and you'll get stuff accreting on top of it, like barnacles. And in a bathroom, there'll be a magazine, a newspaper, or something on any horizontal surface that's deeper than, say, 6 inches. If you have a shelf, it's hard to abuse the shelf. So you can always put the comb, the toothbrush. You can always find a home there and have its own place. So it should be instant grabbing, easy, visually present, and at the same time have the capacity like we have in this little box thing here, or a vanity, or a medicine cabinet, to when you have guests over, to put all that schmutz away, to actually get those little pieces, hide them, so they don't have to see that your razor is kind of scuzzy, and make a presentable place. Because let's face it, a lot of people either show off their bathrooms, or a lot of bathrooms multitask, and in a party, people will go to the bathroom that you use to go to the bathroom.
Now, how about the sink as far as maintenance and as far as making it so it's A, durable, and B, easy to clean?
Well, the vast majority of inexpensive, commercially available sinks are extremely easy to clean because they're all cast, they're soft, and they actually are extremely durable because they are covered usually in porcelain, or sometimes they're stainless steel. Where you really get into trouble in all those standard sinks is the backsplash, where when you clean and where water gets on, it can actually go against the surface. It can actually screw things up. At the Barn of Fun, our walls are actually made of wood, of compressed wood product. So they're a little more durable, and it's painted, which is not so good, but that was too cheap to actually tile the place. So we can, I sort of say, well, I can always repaint it. I haven't done it yet. But what's happened is, and this is, again, the curve of design sort of outpacing utility, people have wanted really special sinks in master baths and powder rooms. Those typically come into what are called vessel sinks, which are like bowls that are floating on top of a box and with a spigot that comes out of the wall or raises up out of the box. Those have got a million and one cleaning issues, cleaning around the bowl, cleaning around the back. They are a nightmare. They look beautiful, but they are a nightmare to keep clean. The ones that are actually clear glass, can you imagine having a clear glass sink that you spit your toothpaste in? How does that work? How does that work? I don't see how that works. So I mean, you have to gather the Windex every morning. I mean, the thing about bathrooms is different from almost every other space. I mean, let's face it, you don't use your kitchen every day of the week. You do takeout. You go out to dinner. You have to go to the game. It's used like 5 days a week, 4 days a week. Some of my clients, it's like one day a week they actually use the kitchen. Well, if you don't use the bathroom every day, something's going on. You're either really fertilizing the landscape, or I don't know what you're doing, but you better use the bathroom every damn day. And if you do that, the level of abuse and maintenance and upkeep and cleaning is the highest of any space in the house. So it's got to be durable. It's got to have very few intense, sharp corners. You got to be able to access stuff with sponges and hands and cleaning stuff.
Now let's move over to the trusty toilet.
Ah, right here. Yes, there we are.
Ah, there you can. Working like a charm.
There you go.
What are the things we need to know?
Toilets, I will say this. I think there was a very interesting period in the 80s where I actually think that there were some real moral issues when it came to toilets. Some of them were designed to be so geometric that they were just unusable. Other toilets were designed so that they would multitask. There's a great company called Toto out of Japan, and they actually created a toilet which is a combination of toilet and bidet that also had a little light fixture in it, and it was actually like something that you find if you're abducted by aliens, and this is one of the incredibly terrifying things. So where toilets, let me show you, when a toilet typically fails, if you look in the tank, there's a float here. Now, the thing about the float is that if you have a tank that has that 1.4 gallons in it. That is slowly but surely going to fade out of existence. As water becomes more precious, what you're going to have is a little pressurized canister, and there's not going to be sitting water like there is here in the Barn of Fun. There's going to be this fairly sophisticated way of charging it up with the existing water pressure that you either get from the pump on your well or from the centralized water system that will charge that up and then expel it as a jet. Or you'll keep this float. Now, if there's a float, the problem is that all those little levers and all those little things that you see here have the opportunity to fail because they're moving parts. And the seal that's at the bottom of the tank will actually also fail over time. It is a guaranteed failure. So you have to sort of see when your tank is actually losing water, when it's off. If it does lose water and it keeps leaking, it will literally destroy your septic system. What people mostly understand is that the more clean water flows through your septic system and through your tank, it destroys the enzymes and the little bacteria that actually eat the poop in your septic tank, and you end up having really a terrible disaster. The system floods, it overflows, and you lose perk, and you have to replace your entire septic system because the valve in your toilet is not good. That's the weak link. Now, the other thing which is kind of weird is that the seat, the actual toilet seat itself, is often designed too high for kids, too low for older adults, too shallow for many adults, so that you get weird things where if you're a man sitting there, I won't go into gory details, it doesn't necessarily fit all the apparatus, that the angle of repose doesn't always work for every body type. So typically what we recommend, and actually, to be honest, I was such a cheap bastard in the Barn of Fun, I didn't do this, I recommend the larger toilets because they fit more people. Here we've got a super standard toilet that costs $120. Now, it's been in use every day because I work out here every day. It's been in use every day for 3 years, and I've had zero problems with it. So the biggest thing to do is to, as you're flushing it, make sure that it's flushing properly. When it's not flushed, listen, because you can hear it. If there's a trickle, if there's something going on, or if you have to flush twice, or something's going on, something is hanging stuff up in the trap, in the waste, or something's not sealing in the tank. And over in the house, we actually have one of those toilets that has got the cylinder that is a water saver toilet that actually pushes water out at a high velocity, so there's less of it being used, but used at a higher velocity. The sad thing about that is that the vast majority of those, you end up using more water because you have to flush twice or three times when there's solid material. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And they're great for liquid removal, but you need to be able to get rid of that stuff. That's why you have a toilet, to get all that bad stuff out of your house. And if you have to flush two or three times, then you've defeated the whole purpose of saving water.
Duo Dickinson is an architect, designer of the Barn of Fun, and the contributing writer and home design for Money Magazine.